Hello, wonderful parents and parents-to-be. This is Bob, your host from Parenting Genie, and welcome to our Parenting Powerhouse podcast. We're excited to share that we'll be bringing you two episodes every week. Join us every Tuesday for insights, tips, and expert advice on the incredible journey of pregnancy. Then, every Thursday, we'll dive into the world of parenting and postpartum challenges. So, whether you're expecting or navigating the adventures of parenthood, Parenting Genie has got you covered. Let's jump into today's episode. Parenting Genie Episode 9, Understanding Gestational Diabetes and Coping with High Blood Pressure During Pregnancy. Hello, expecting parents and caregivers. I'm delighted to welcome you back to Parenting Genie, your go-to source for valuable insights on the journey of parenthood. Today, we're delving into a topic of paramount importance: pregnancy complications. Understanding gestational diabetes and coping with high blood pressure during pregnancy. This quiz is not just a test of knowledge. It's a gateway to understanding critical aspects of maternal health that can shape the course of your pregnancy. Are you ready to embark on this educational journey? Pregnancy is a beautiful journey, but it comes with its complexities. Understanding and managing complications is vital for the health of both the expecting mother and the baby. Today's quiz tackles two significant concerns: gestational diabetes and high blood pressure during pregnancy. As we navigate through the questions, let's not just focus on the answers, but unravel the reasons behind each choice. It's not just about knowing. It's about empowering you with knowledge to navigate these challenges confidently. Let's dive into the quiz. Our journey begins with a fundamental understanding of gestational diabetes. It's not just about what it is. It's about its unique manifestation during pregnancy. Question 1, gestational diabetes definition. What is gestational diabetes? A. A pre-existing condition before pregnancy. B. Diabetes that develops only during pregnancy. C. A temporary increase in sugar cravings. D. A type of diabetes that affects newborns. The correct answer is B. Diabetes that develops only during pregnancy. Gestational diabetes affects blood sugar levels during pregnancy. Gestational diabetes is not just another form of diabetes. It's a unique condition that develops during pregnancy. Understanding this distinction is crucial, as it impacts how we approach its management and its potential effects on both the mother and the baby. Now that we've established what gestational diabetes is, let's delve into the factors that might contribute to its development. It's not just about statistics. It's about understanding the individual risk factors. Question 2. Risk factors for gestational diabetes. What are common risk factors for developing gestational diabetes? A. Being underweight. B. Being over 35 years. C. Having a family history of diabetes. D. Consuming a low sugar diet. The correct answer is C. Having a family history of diabetes. Other risk factors include being overweight or having had gestational diabetes in a previous pregnancy. Risk factors aren't just about statistics. They're about understanding the unique factors that might elevate the likelihood of gestational diabetes. Family history plays a pivotal role, emphasizing the need for personalized care and attention during pregnancy. As we continue our exploration, let's shift our focus to monitoring gestational diabetes. It's not just about occasional checks. It's about a proactive approach to ensure a healthy pregnancy. Question 3, monitoring blood sugar. How is blood sugar typically monitored in women with gestational diabetes? A. No monitoring is necessary. B. regular blood tests, and glucose monitoring. C. Monitoring only during the third trimester. D. Monthly checkups with a healthcare provider. The correct answer is B. Regular blood tests and glucose monitoring. Monitoring helps manage blood sugar levels throughout the pregnancy. Monitoring blood sugar levels during pregnancy isn't just a precaution, it's an integral part of managing gestational diabetes. Regular checks and glucose monitoring allow healthcare providers to tailor interventions and support to ensure a healthy pregnancy journey. Now that we've covered monitoring, let's delve into strategies for managing gestational diabetes. It's not just about restrictions. It's about a holistic approach to health. Question 4, managing gestational diabetes. What are some common strategies for managing gestational diabetes? A, a high sugar diet. B, regular exercise. C, avoiding any form of carbohydrate. D, fasting during pregnancy. The correct answer is B, regular exercise. Exercise, along with a balanced diet, helps manage gestational diabetes. Managing gestational diabetes isn't about restrictions. It's about embracing a balanced and healthy lifestyle. Regular exercise isn't just beneficial. It's a key strategy in maintaining stable blood sugar levels. It's a testament to the power of positive habits during pregnancy. As we navigate through gestational diabetes, let's shift our focus to the potential risks if left untreated. It's not just about possibilities. It's about the tangible impact on pregnancy outcomes. Question 5, risks of untreated gestational diabetes. What are the potential risks if gestational diabetes is left untreated? A, increased risk of type 1 diabetes in the baby. B, higher risk of preterm birth and low birth weight. C, no impact on pregnancy outcomes. D, reduced risk of preeclampsia. The correct answer is B, higher risk of preterm birth and low birth weight. Proper management is crucial for a healthy pregnancy outcome. Untreated gestational diabetes isn't just about potential risks. It's about tangible consequences. The increased risk of preterm birth and low birth weight underscores the importance of proactive management. It's not just about avoiding complications. It's about ensuring a healthy outcome for both the mother and the baby. As we transition to our second topic, high blood pressure during pregnancy, let's first establish the parameters. It's not just about numbers. It's about understanding what constitutes high blood pressure during this crucial time. Question 6, high blood pressure in pregnancy. What is considered high blood pressure during pregnancy? A, 130 over 80 millimeters of mercury. B, 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury. C, 120 over 70 millimeters of mercury. D, 160 over 100 millimeters of mercury. The correct answer is B, 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury. Blood pressure readings above this range may indicate hypertension during pregnancy. Defining high blood pressure during pregnancy isn't just about numbers. It's about recognizing a range that may indicate hypertension. Understanding this threshold is the first step in timely intervention and support to ensure a healthy pregnancy. Now that we've established what high blood pressure during pregnancy is, let's explore what factors can contribute to its occurrence. It's not just about generic causes. It's about understanding individual risk factors. Question 7, causes of high blood pressure in pregnancy. What can contribute to high blood pressure during pregnancy? A. Low sodium intake. B. Excessive caffeine consumption. C. Genetics and family history. D. Frequent exercise. The correct answer is C. Genetics and family history. Other factors include age, obesity, and certain medical conditions. High blood pressure during pregnancy isn't just a result of lifestyle choices. It's often influenced by genetic factors and family history. Recognizing these contributors is crucial for tailoring interventions and support, emphasizing the personalized nature of maternal healthcare. As we continue our exploration, let's shift our focus to the potential effects of high blood pressure on the baby. It's not just about hypothetical scenarios. It's about understanding the tangible impact on pregnancy outcomes. Question 8, effects of high blood pressure on the baby. How can high blood pressure during pregnancy affect the baby? A. No impact on the baby's health. B. Increased risk of premature birth. C. Higher birth weight. D. Improved fetal development. The correct answer is B. Increased risk of premature birth. High blood pressure can lead to complications affecting the baby's health. The effects of high blood pressure on the baby aren't just theoretical. They're tangible risks that require attention. The increased risk of premature birth underscores the urgency of monitoring and managing hypertension during pregnancy. It's not just about potential complications. It's about actively working towards a healthy pregnancy outcome. Now that we've explored the potential effects, let's shift our focus to strategies for managing high blood pressure during pregnancy. It's not just about restrictions. It's about a proactive approach to maternal health. Question 9, managing high blood pressure. What are common strategies for managing high blood pressure during pregnancy? A. High sodium diet. B. Bed rest and limited physical activity. C. Regular prenatal checkups and medication if necessary. D. Avoiding all forms of stress. The correct answer is C. Regular prenatal checkups and medication if necessary. Close monitoring is crucial for managing high blood pressure. Managing high blood pressure during pregnancy isn't just about limitations. It's about a comprehensive approach to support maternal health. Regular prenatal checkups, combined with medication if necessary, form a proactive strategy. It's about staying ahead of potential complications and ensuring a smooth pregnancy journey. As we approach the conclusion of our quiz, let's shift our focus to when a pregnant woman should seek medical attention. It's not just about waiting for severe symptoms. It's about a proactive and timely approach to healthcare. Question 10, when to seek medical attention. When should a pregnant woman seek medical attention for gestational diabetes or high blood pressure? A. Only if experiencing severe symptoms. B. At the end of the pregnancy. C. During regular prenatal checkups. D. Promptly if any concerning symptoms arise. The correct answer is D. Promptly if any concerning symptoms arise. Timely intervention is essential for the well-being of both the mother and baby. Seeking medical attention during pregnancy isn't just reserved for extreme situations. It's about recognizing the importance of prompt intervention. Whether it's gestational diabetes or high blood pressure, addressing concerns promptly is essential for a healthy pregnancy journey. Closing thoughts. Fantastic effort, everyone. Today's quiz wasn't just about questions and answers. It was a journey into understanding and managing two critical aspects of maternal health, gestational diabetes, and high blood pressure during pregnancy. Before we conclude, here are a few tips. Attend regular prenatal checkups to monitor blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Follow your healthcare provider's recommendations for managing gestational diabetes. Maintain a healthy lifestyle with regular exercise and a balanced diet. Report any unusual symptoms or concerns to your healthcare provider promptly. Surround yourself with a supportive network during this journey. You're not alone. If you found this quiz insightful, don't forget to subscribe to Parenting Genie for more quizzes, parenting tips, and expert insights. Hit that subscribe button. And for additional resources, visit our website at parentinggenie.com.au. Thank you all for being part of our community. Until next time, happy parenting. Thank you for joining us today on Parenting Genie. We hope you found valuable insights that will support you on your journey through pregnancy or parenting. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on our upcoming content. We'd love to hear from you, so leave your thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions in the comments below. Remember, we're here with you every Tuesday for all things pregnancy and every Thursday for parenting and postpartum tips. For additional resources, visit our website at parentinggenie.com.au. Connect with us on social media and let's build this supportive community together. Until next time, happy parenting.